Page two of our get-together this weekend with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is the man in charge of medical information. And as such, you're certainly free and encouraged, in fact, to call 888-553-7536. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Dr. Ken every weekend, 52 weekends a year. Dr. Ken is at your service and on your side. The blog at drkenshow.com is a great place to exchange medical conversation and information as well. All kinds of resources, including our Good Day Weekend newsletter, which this weekend features the well-being and the focus on women. Did I say focus twice in that sentence?
You're allowed.
I am. Okay, thank you. The brain sometimes, you know how it cranks. Speaking of brains, this week, you've heard me talk before about the folks at Seriscan out in Denver who examined my brain a couple of years ago, and Ken and I had extensive conversations on the air and off the air about the results of that finding. They've become more visible, shall we say, because they've been involved in the problems the NFL is having with their players, or the other way around. The players are having a problem with the NFL because the NFL refuses really to acknowledge how dangerous it is to play football, and all the people who are living shorter lives because they play football. Folks at Seriscan examining football players' brains and finding a mess. Now, that seems becoming more of a public discussion, Ken. What has not been a public discussion are the fates of the brains of men and women who are in service to our country, who are coming back from the theater of war. Argue as you may about whether it's necessary for us to be in Afghanistan or not, or whether it was necessary for us to go to Iraq or whoever is going to be the next port of call, wherever it may be. The men and women now exposed to all kinds of things that they weren't before, mostly these, what do they call them, IEDs, the blow of the bombs, roadside bombs. And so the amount of head injury, the trauma to the head, has increased by fourfold. And so the folks at Seriscan have been asked some private parties, not the government, to examine the brains of men and women who have been in the service, who have been exposed to this stuff, and they're finding the same problems as with the football players. So one wonders, there are all kinds of things going on. There's a study this week about suicides, a lot of suicides in the military or people who get out of the military. What do all these things add up to, do you think, Ken?
Well, I think you're going to find, and football is a collision sport. Being in the military, there's a lot of collisions, mm-hmm. and I don't think it's surprising what we're finding. The key is, are we giving our military the support they need medically when they come home, both mentally and physically? I think that's what the upshot of all this.
I think the answer to that is no, and too many cases. It's pretty outrageous, actually. But it's also fascinating to see the work they can do with this special software that examines the brain. You looked at the results of mine. It was pretty groundbreaking stuff, wasn't it?
Absolutely. They actually not only can demonstrate the anatomy, what it looks like, but they can actually show the functioning various areas of the brain, whether they function properly down to the cellular level. It's just remarkable.
Amazing stuff. All right, so that's some of the medical news of the week. And now time for your calls. Back again, 888-553-7536. Ernie, listening to the program in Key West, Florida, with a question for Dr. Ken. Hi, Ernie.
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm a 58-year-old man, in good shape. I run 20, 25 miles a week. And
that doesn't necessarily make you, may I interrupt for a second? Not to be a wiseacre, but that doesn't necessarily make you healthy. In fact, there are plenty of people who run who have done enormous damage to their spine, the discs, the knees, your hips, the ankles. All right, so now...
so far, so good.
But welcome, Ernie.
Yeah, go ahead. What's on your mind?
Well, the last year, I guess, occasionally my right thigh, maybe once a month, twice a month, would go numb. And it would last for a few minutes and go away. Well, it's now starting to happen a lot more frequently, and I can't, I don't understand it. I've called for an appointment next week, and I'll be seeing someone about it. But the other thing is, maybe more importantly, or maybe connected, I don't know, I have this burning, radiating feeling that occurs maybe once a month, and it's in my torso, but it's all the way up to my head down to my abdomen. It's a very, the best way I can describe it is a burning, radiating feeling that lasts maybe 5 minutes or so.
Ernie, where does it begin? Describe to me on your body.
It's primarily in my torso. Torso, I guess, is the best
what
way.
What do you mean by your torso?
Chest area, I guess. But it's not isolated. It's spread out.
So it begins. But it begins in the front of your chest, the back of your chest?
Front, I guess.
And you get a burning in the middle of your chest? You know,
yes.
Where your sternum is?
Yes.
And this happens when you run?
No, just typically. There's no particular, not when I run, but when I'm sleeping or it happened the other day during work.
So you get a burning in the center of your chest. Is it come on with food? You know, we think about reflux.
No, sir. No. Just out of nowhere.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, this needs to be evaluated. You know, we call this chest pain. That's what doctors call it.
But it's not isolated.
I don't know what you mean by isolated.
Well, it's not. It's just it radiates throughout my torso, from my all the way up to my head, down to my abdomen. It's just not isolated into my chest area.
But it begins in your chest.
I guess it doesn't begin and spread out. It
could be a lot of different things. You know, at your age, I would give up your running until this was figured out. Because heart issues can radiate all over the place. They can radiate to your ears.
Okay.
I would tell anybody this. I don't want to alarm you, Ernie, but you know, at your age, you need to get your heart examined first, evaluated, and if it's not your heart, then your GI tract, and you also need a good exam of your musculoskeletal system to make sure this is not a muscle, skeletal, or nerve issue.
All right, let me translate what Ken has just said, Ernie. When he says, I don't mean to alarm you, that means you ought to get to the doctor Monday at the latest. If you can go today, go today. If you can't, go on Monday. Don't wait. This is not something to hang around and wait on. So, again, the translation of what Ken is saying is do something about it. Tout suite en français, you know?
Very good.
All right, sir. Good luck to you.
No running, Ernie.
Yeah, don't be doing any of that
out.
Stuff. 888-553-7536. Justin in Kansas, you're on next year with Dr. Ken on the Good Day Weekend program.
Hi, how are you guys?
Hey, Justin, what's happening?
Hey, I'm about 6 years ago, my family doctor diagnosed me as having bipolar disorder. And 6 years of mood stabilizers that didn't work and just pretty much every medication under the sun and all the side effects. It seems like nothing works that they try.
Justin, I hear your frustration. Give me a chance. Have you been on lithium?
Yes, and I actually got lithium toxic and almost died from it.
Okay, Justin, give me a second. Because I wonder whether the diagnosis is correct. If you didn't respond, people who have true bipolar, when they get their levels appropriate with lithium or some of the other medicines, the anticonvulsants, the antipsychotics, the antidepressants that we use, there's a long list of different possibilities. People usually get better, and when they don't, the diagnosis is not right. Did you go to a psychiatrist?
Yeah, I've been hospitalized 3 times for it,
and
I've seen several different psychiatrists.
All right, well, hospitalization is often an initial treatment for this. So you were in a mental care facility?
Yeah, I've been in 3 of them.
And is there any question about the diagnosis being correct?
I've always asked that because the thing that I seem to have the biggest problem with is anxiety, and when I get overly anxious, I get psychotic, and what the true sense of psychotic is.
When you say psychotic, do you actually hallucinate?
I hallucinate. I don't hallucinate. I get auditory hallucinations somewhat, but it's more delusions and paranoia. And
so do you hear things that are not there? Do you see things that are really not there?
I've never had a visual hallucination, no, but I have had auditory.
Okay, so you hear things that are not that really truly there.
Yes.
And have they, well,
I mean, I'll be sitting in a room with somebody and I'll just start looking at them and saying, what did you say? Cause it's like I hear people talking to me and people are like, oh, we didn't say nothing.
Well, you know, bipolar disorder, it basically means, it used to be called manic depressive disorder. And there's
right.
there's just amazing mood swings from mania where you think you can conquer the world. You know, you can jump off a building like Superman. I'm not recommending that. And then you go to the other side where you're almost suicidal with depression. Do these differences, these ranges of behaviors characterize you?
I never got really manic and that sense of the word. They diagnosed me with it because of the hypomania, the irritability, and my mood will shift at the drop of a dime.
Uh-huh.
I do have the mood swings.
Have you been to a university medical center?
No, sir, because I can't get anybody to refer me to one. Everybody out here that I've seen, they're like, oh, well, you got diagnosed with bipolar, so that's what you have to have. And the closest university medical center is almost 300 miles away.
What about the University of Kansas? How far is that?
That's about 300 miles away.
Uh-huh. And your primary care doctor, is your primary care doctor just, you know, when he or she sees you at the front door, does he or she run as far away as possible or greet you with a smile?
They greet me with a smile.
All right, so then I would talk to your primary care doctor, and you can mention that you got another doctor's opinion, and I think you need to step this up a notch and get to a more what we call a tertiary referral center, a center that deals with more challenging individuals like yourself. I mean that politely. And first off, make sure the diagnosis is right, because I'm not so sure we have the right diagnosis.
Yeah, see, I've questioned that since the first time they diagnosed me with it, and I just got divorced here when we split up almost 3 years ago. And
Justin,
we're still great friends.
Ask your primary care doctor to refer you to the psychiatry department at the University of Kansas at the medical school, okay?
There you go, 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken Kronhaus on the air taking your calls, medical questions with medical answers based on research and science, 21 after the hour.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world,
camel milk, has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk
milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best-kept health secret ever.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
After the hour now on the Good Day Weekend program with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, the Good Day Health newsletter this week, Ken, featuring a number of items that are important for women. You talk about drinking wine and what that does. There are so many conflicting stories about wine, though. That's what's really difficult. So you hear from some, or alcohol in general, that it's good for you, and other people tell you it's not, and it's one of those back and forth things, wine and alcohol especially. One says it's good, the other says it's bad, so you get frozen in time because you don't know what to believe.
Well, I think it all depends on how much you take, and for women it's got to be 0 to 1 serving a day, and for guys 1 to 2 servings a day, and if you exceed that it's bad. If you're able to be within that limit and it doesn't irritate your stomach, and it doesn't do anything to your memory, and you're not driving, it's okay.
All right. The other thing is you'll be able to, if you read the Good Day Health newsletter this weekend, know how to predict when you will experience menopause. There's that information there. Ken has found that, and you can get that. Another reason for signing up, you can sign up at drkenshow.com. The box comes up. You put your email address in. Nothing could be easier. Go to DougStephan.com, look for Dr. Ken's picture in the co-host and contributors box. Click on that. It'll bring you to the email newsletter. Sign up. Help yourself. The information is there at your service. Terry in Minnesota, speaking of being at your service, we're at your service right now, sir. Hello.
Hi, Dr. Ken. Hi, Dr. Ken.
Yes.
Well, I'm calling this morning to try to get some information. I've got a 32-year-old son who had some acid reflux problems and consequently had a procedure done by a doctor. It was called a Nissen procedure.
Yes. I'm well familiar with it. This is surgery for GE reflux disease. He must have had a severe case because usually we start with changes in lifestyle. You don't eat within 3 hours of going to bed. You don't lie down after you eat. And you want to take these proton pump inhibitor type drugs, which are very effective at decreasing the acid secretion. One of the big problems that can cause GE reflux disease, fondly called GERD, is not being at ideal body weight. I can't tell you how important it is. I'm sure so many of you listening right now experience GERD from time to time. It's so common. Getting down to ideal body weight just cures this for so many.
Well, he had what the doctor said was undeveloped flap, if you will, you know, that would hold the acid down. So they had to do this procedure to correct that.
Right. The Nissen fundoplication, what it does is it reinforces the lower esophageal sphincter. And the surgeon wraps the top of the stomach around the lower esophagus, and this reinforces the lower esophageal sphincter, making it less likely that acid will back up into the esophagus.
Well, they did it, and it was too tight, so they undid it partially, and that didn't seem to cause any relief. So they thought, well, they took out his gallbladder to no avail. And then he's been having some severe problems where they thought they may have injured the vagus nerve, maybe it's called, something that makes your stomach do what your stomach does.
That's the vagus nerve.
And, you know, 50, 75 times over the last year and a half to the emergency room in excruciating pain. We're told that it may be something he's going to have to just live with. Try to adjust his diet.
Boy, Terry,
just wondering if
Terry, it's amazing because usually this is a safe and effective procedure. You know, less than 1% mortality from this procedure, and the studies show that 10 years later, about 90% of people are symptom free. But there are complications; they're rare, and it sounds like he had one. You can have gas bloating, you can have trouble swallowing, you can have scarring, you can have a vagus nerve injury as you described. And it sounds to me like he's had a complication here. Have you had another doctor look at him, another GI doctor?
Yes, he's been to the Mayo Clinic. He's been to the University of Minnesota and the facility in the city that we live.
What did they say at the
They adjusted his diet and said that, you know, there's a lot of people that have had the procedure and a lot of people have had problems with it. They figure everything depends on that vagus nerve, whether it'll reattach itself or not.
Exactly. So they didn't really have anything more specific to help here, did they?
No.
Yes, and unfortunately, that's where things may be, making the lifestyle changes. Just out of curiosity, this was evaluated, and he was having very severe symptoms, and they felt that this was a congenital abnormality, that he was born with this?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So it sounds to me like you did what you had to do, and it sounds to me like he had a very challenging situation.
800-510-8255, 888-553-7536 for Dr. Ken.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
He paid his way through college as a handyman, growing that small business into the largest construction company in the state with 1,000 employees and a reputation for ethical behavior. During his 2 terms as governor, he did what people in office rarely do. He kept his word. He vetoed wasteful spending 750 times, cut taxes 14 times. He left the people of his state with hundreds of miles of new highways, new schools and bridges, improved state services, a balanced budget, and a $1 billion surplus. He's fiscally conservative and socially cool. His name is Gary Johnson. Gary Johnson can fix the America the two-party system has broken. He's a handyman.
My name is Gary Johnson. Be libertarian with me for one election. Live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
I'm Gary Johnson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
Call to the weekend. 888-553-7536 for Dr. Ken Kronhaus. He's here every weekend taking your calls, questions about your health and well-being, questions from encounters you've had with doctors during the course of the week. Perhaps somebody in your family has a problem. We've gotten a couple of calls today from folks who have children that have problems. Sometimes it's a friend. Sometimes you call and you don't want us to know that it's you, so you say, well, this friend has got a problem. We know what the story is. And we keep you on top of the breaking medical trends. One of the important parts of this service every weekend, it's the most listened to medical radio program on the weekend. And here we'll help out Tina in Wilmington, North Carolina next, looks like. Hi, Tina.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, Tina. We're all right. What's up with you?
Well, basically, I live in Wilmington, North Carolina, and I have McArdle's disease. It's a glycogen storage disease. I went to rhabdomyolysis and caused me to go into renal failure in April. Are you still there?
Sure, I am.
Okay. And when I first went into the hospital, they didn't believe me. They started pumping me with fluid. Before you know it, my lungs were full of fluid. My liver was enlarged. They finally listened to me and put me on dialysis. I lost 50 pounds of fluid while I was in the hospital. Now here it is several months later, and I can't get any answers. My stomach is distended out as if I was 7-8 months pregnant. The rest of my body's skinny.
Tina, let me help you first. Let me help untangle this puzzle, because McArdle's disease is not a very common problem. In fact, Doug, you probably have never heard of it, have you?
Never heard of it.
Okay. It's a so-called glycogen storage disease. What happens is the muscles have an enzyme, and it's called muscle phosphorylase. And this is important for allowing muscles to produce fuel sources for the muscles to work, especially when you exercise. So most of the symptoms of McArdle's disease occur when you exercise, and you just fatigue and get muscle pain a lot sooner than most people. Right, Tina?
Exactly.
Okay, give me a second. Because here's where it gets a little complicated, and I'll help untangle this for you. There's actually about 8 different subtypes of McArdle's disease, And there's type 3. It's called Corey's disease. I want you to write this down because this is where I want you to do some research. C-O-R-I-S disease. And don't go as a, like too big shot when you go to the doctor, but just mention Corey's disease. Ask your doctor to look it up. They probably have never seen a case of it. You'll probably be the first. But this subtype of McArdle's disease is associated with swollen abdomen due to an enlarged liver, growth delay during childhood, low blood sugar, elevated fat levels in the blood, and possible muscle weakness. Am I describing Miss Tina?
Yes, actually they told me it was type 5, but you're describing more of what I'm dealing with.
Okay, so I'm hoping... You know, I went to Duke, not too far away from you in North Carolina, and this is the kind of problem that you can't go. And I'm a local doctor, and I love them, and they take care of most everything very, very well. But you have such a rare issue that most people in the neighborhood, doctors, that is, are not equipped to take care of a problem like this. And this is where you should go to the University Medical Center and see the specialist who gets referred in from all over North Carolina, the few cases, so that there is somebody who is familiar with this problem. And I think I would call up Duke if I was you.
That's actually where I was diagnosed with McArdle's disease at Duke Hospital.
Okay.
And I'm to the point now where I'm wanting to drive there because I just went in the hospital 2 days ago. When I tell them I have McArdle's disease, they run and they're like, go to your doctor. And I'm like, I don't have a doctor. I'm coming to you.
Tina, exactly, because the reason what they're trying to say is, Tina, I don't really know anything about this. I have never seen this. And, doctors, when they're not in their comfort level, that's how they act. And they're just trying to do you a favor without trying to tell you that, they don't know anything. We're supposed to know it all. And sometimes it's hard for us to say that. So, but I would, with a few phone calls to Duke, call the Department of Medicine, ask who is the local expert at Duke on McArdle's, they'll refer you to that person, make an appointment, and that's what I would do if I was you.
Well, I'm definitely going to do that. That was my next step because I went to the hospital 3 days ago. They kept me 1 day, and they booted me out because I'm having real bad pain in my ribs, and I think it's because of all the fluid or whatever's in there. And basically the nurse came in there and said, all right, you're being discharged. See you later. And
okay.
And no answers.
Best of luck. It sounds to me like you have type 3.
888-553-7536 for Dr. Ken. Email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or to me, Doug, at dougstefan.com. Cal asks about athlete's foot. What can you tell me about athlete's foot? Is it a fungus? Is it an internal disease? What do I do about it? How do you know? Yeah, I guess that would be the first thing, Ken. I remember having this. I thought I had it when I was a kid. People used to say, well, you get it from going when you're in a locker room, you take a shower, the stuff's on the floor, you pick it up in your toes. I always thought that was an old wives' tale.
Well, it's interesting. We go from the incredibly rare McArdles to the incredibly common athletes. I'm glad you brought us back to the neighborhood medicine.
Yeah.
Itching, stinging, and burning between your toes. That's classic. Itching, stinging, and burning on the soles of your feet. Next most common, some people get these itchy blisters. You can even have cracking and peeling skin, especially between the toes and on the soles of the feet. Excessive dryness on the skin on the bottom or sides of the feet. This is so common, and there are a lot of over-the-counter sprays. It is caused by a fungus, but you want to keep your feet dry, especially between your toes. You want to go with natural materials, socks that are made of natural materials, such as cotton or wool. Change your socks and stockings regularly. Wear light, well-ventilated shoes and alternate your shoes and protect your feet in public places. It really can be picked up in showers, fitness centers, and other public areas.
All right, there you go. Thank you for that question. 888-553-7536. Always lots of questions and lots of answers. You're listening to Dr. Ken on Good Day Weekend.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
It's a fact of modern life. Switching isn't easy. Your bank, your cable company, your girlfriend. Let's just say each switch comes with a certain degree of difficulty. But switching to Geico, now that couldn't be easier. First of all, it only takes 15 minutes. And just like that, you could be saving hundreds on car insurance. No muss, no fuss, no irate, vengeful, significant others.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
As Americans, we must never turn our backs to the men and women serving in our armed forces. We at the Purple Heart know firsthand that there is more to war than bombs and bullets. The Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation, as combat wounded Purple Heart recipients, are truly veterans helping veterans, their families, and the community. Through your support and donations, the Purple Heart Service Foundation can provide programs that assist our veterans, their widows, and orphans. You can donate vehicles and other household items so the Purple Heart Service Foundation can assist combat wounded and disabled veterans and their families. Call today at 800-293-1343. Your tax-deductible donation also supports programs that help our soldiers returning from Iraq and Afghanistan. That's 800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org. Show your pride in America. The Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation is leading the way for disabled veterans and their families. Call 1-800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, and we're going to be talking about the greatest gift that you have. So what is the greatest gift that you have? It is, in fact, your ego. That's right. You know, there's e-commerce, there's email, there's e-everything, and there's also ego. But when you take a look at the last two letters of ego, what do you have? Go. And that's why it's important to have a great ego. When you have a great ego, you have self-confidence, you have self-esteem, you have self-awareness, you have energy, you have tenacity, you have everything that you are required to have to move forward, to keep on going. So it's great to have an ego, because that means you're always going. Now, where are you going? There's two roads, the road of negativity or the road of positivity. You know what I'm going to say? Always head down the road of positivity and let your ego lead the way. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
It's ironic. Sometimes technology makes life more complicated. Take your TV, for example. How many remote control devices does it take to change a channel? Geico, on the other hand, makes technology work for you. Your laptop, smartphone, tablet. No matter what device you have, no matter where you are, you're never more than a click or call away from Geico. It really is as simple as that.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
888-553-7536. As we continue with our focus on your health, your well-being, studies in the news and calls like Pete's in Central New York wants to have a word with Dr. Kent. So, Pete, please take your place in line. Hello.
Hey, Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken, Pete from Frankfort, New York.
Hi, Pete. Welcome.
Yes. My daughter had a little accident in a soccer game where she hyperextended her elbow. A girl stepped on it while she was on the ground, and it pushed the elbow in and hyperextended it. We went to the emergency room. The doctor said she had a sprain and released her to play. As of this past Monday, this happened the previous Thursday, so it's been 8 days or so since she had this accident. And since she's been playing, while she's running, she keeps her elbow kind of bent, and it hurts when she's running, and obviously when somebody hits her in the arm, it hurts her, and her hand throbs a lot. I'm going to bring her back to orthopedic surgeon, early next week, but I'd like to see what you might have to say about that.
Well, Dad, this is why I'm glad, even though I was involved in sports, I'm glad my daughter is not interested in sports, because women at this age are so vulnerable to these sports injuries, and you just have to be alert to it. And this hyperextended elbow, it's a common sports injury. And it's not surprising this happened. It happens especially in contact sports. And what I would do is, because the elbow is a pretty complicated joint, and not all orthopedic surgeons are experts in this area, and what she needs is follow-up. But you want to ask for an orthopedic surgeon who is predominantly interested in the elbow and not a different part of the body, and they'll be able to help her.
All righty. Okay. Thank you, sir. 888-553-7536. Chloe sent an email. I was just reading this. It was more connected to last week's conversation of the week before. I was off the air sort of chuckling with you about the health and well-being of individuals based on their marital status. This is a Gallup poll. U.S. Adults who are married have the highest levels of well-being, followed by singles who get down to the business of who, again, to believe. This sort of conversation has been something that's been common for a long time. You live longer if you're married. I don't know if I believe that. I think you live longer if you're happy. And if you're happy, how many people do we know who are miserable?
The studies do show that especially men live longer if they're married. Women, most of the studies don't show much of a statistic benefit, but definitely guys do better when they're married.
Really?
In terms of fit, in terms of longevity on planet Earth.
All right. Well, there you go. I guess there's a different.
And I think it's intuitively correct because most women in the family are the major traffic directors for getting health care. Mm-hmm. And a lot of guys are in denial and they're not, you know, you are more aggressive about getting your things dealt with. A lot of guys, unless the woman in their life gets them to the doctor, they don't. And I can't tell you, you know, you spend a day with me, I'll have several guys tell me, you know, my wife wanted me to come here, that's right. Why I'm here.
Yeah, right. 888-553-7536. So the this high blood pressure research session this week has been very instrumental in coming out with lots of info, especially helpful to people like you who are cardiologists, right?
Gather around the radio, folks. You're going to hear some new information, which I don't think you're familiar with. This was just announced this week at the American Heart Association High Blood Pressure Research 2012 Scientific Sessions held in our nation's capital. And this is very practical information. You can all use. At least 20% of American adults have high blood pressure, and it's been estimated that 80% of us, by the time we leave planet Earth, will have high blood pressure. High blood pressure can cause heart attacks, strokes. It can ruin the blood vessels throughout your bodies, ruin your legs, cause erectile dysfunction, a lot of different issues. And what they reported was that low-fat yogurt can help lower the risk of developing high blood pressure. Those who report eating more low-fat yogurt, they were 31% less likely to develop high blood pressure than those who ate less of it. I love low-fat yogurt. You may want to add it to your diet. They also reported that sesame and rice bran oil cuts blood pressure. Cooking with a blend of sesame and rice bran oils can reduce blood pressure and even improve cholesterol levels. Rice bran oil, like sesame oil, is low in saturated fat, and it appears to improve a patient's cholesterol profile. It's amazing. They got the bad cholesterol down 26% by cooking in sesame and rice bran oil. Maybe something you want to add. I like these brands, especially oat bran is very helpful for the cholesterol. Another option. And cranberry juice, it may lower your blood pressure. This was a preliminary study. I may point out it was funded by Ocean Spray, but it was also done by the Department of Agriculture in Beltsville, Maryland, which is a very good research center. And this suggests that regularly drinking cranberry juice may reduce blood pressure. And also, poor sleep may make high blood pressure worse. They reported another study that found that those who struggled with insomnia, they were twice as likely to have resistant high blood pressure. So if you have high blood pressure, make sure that you're not having sleeping problems, or you're going to just be getting more and more medication.
All right. So there's some more helpful information. Man, you're so full. Some people say full of it. It is great information. Dr. Ken Kronau's on the air. We talk about cholesterol and triglycerides and all that good stuff on which Mr. and Dr. Ken is an expert.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
The hour on the Good Day Weekend program with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. We're happy to have back on the program Dave McMahon, who's the founder of Solana Health, with some updates on the continuing research that's being done, continuing use of Cardiol, that all-natural solution to lower your cholesterol without drugs. All right, Ken, take it away.
Hi, Dave. It's nice to have a chance to talk to you again. I know you're the founder of Solana Health, and you always teach us something, and it's a pleasure to have you back on. And high cholesterol, we know it's a serious problem. It can lead to heart disease, heart attacks, and strokes. And as a cardiologist, I've looked at many of these natural remedies and for cholesterol over the years, and this is the only one I've seen that effectively can lower cholesterol and triglycerides in just 30 days. And my patients, they really do. They love it. I get very good feedback about it. And one of the things they truly like is that it's only one capsule a day. And Dave, as the founder and president of Solana Health, I wanted to ask him about the scientific basis of Cardiol. What's the evidence that it's safe and effective?
Well, Dr. Ken, as we've talked about before, there have been many studies on red yeast rice being effective, but really the definitive study that we looked at was the one published in the Mayo Clinic Journal in 2008, where they took red yeast rice and omega-3, and it was a randomized controlled study. So, you know, the gold standard of what's used to get drugs approved. And they really showed that those two ingredients were equivalent to lovastatin, and they really did not have the side effects of muscle pain that are so common with statins. So that is the study we looked to, and we used the exact same effective dosage of the red yeast rice, and then with our excellent omega-3, that's how we get the great results.
Yes, that was a study that was well done, published in a journal that most doctors try to read, and it's quite credible, the Mayo Clinic Journal. And it's one of the many reasons that I do recommend this cardio to my patients. But what else makes cardio better than other supplements?
Well, two reasons. One, the product is made in Italy, and the Italians have among the strictest supplement laws in the world. So in the U.S., as we've discussed, we really don't have regulations around our supplements. There's no testing required, so you don't really know what's in it. Red yeast rice, in particular, has been tested by an independent lab every couple of years. They publish their results, and they find it to have a high degree of variation in the potency of the products that are out there on the shelves that you can buy. And also about one-third of them have been found to be contaminated with a fungus called citrin, which can be dangerous to the kidneys. So our product is absolutely tested and certified in Italy for being pure from having citrin and also being very consistent, so we have quality control. The other really is we independently certify our omega-3 as well. So that we know has no contaminants, no PCBs, which has been a big problem in fish oils, and that information is public. We actually test and publish that information.
So this is really important news for all of our listeners because there just is no testing required for supplements in America, and many have been found to have contaminants, Dave, as you point out.
Yeah, there were, we talked about this a little bit before, but just last year there was a lawsuit in the state of California because we do have a level of safety for PCBs, which is a plasticizer, and we're the only state that has it. So about 10 fish oil companies were sued in the state of California, big fish oil companies that everyone would know the name of, for having up to 10 times the safe level of plasticizer in the fish oil. And,
all right.
And PCBs are a carcinogen.
Let's make sure that everybody knows how to get a free 30-day trial of Cardiol. It's available in, you can go online to Dr. Ken's website. You can go to cardiol.net/Ken, and you can call 888-809-6424. Small shipping and handling fee, that's all you have to pay, and you get all this great, as the advice comes from Ken and from Dave McMahon, all this great help. Cardiol.net/Ken. Click on Dr. Ken's free trial for the free 30-day trial of Cardiol, or 888-809-6424.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorldWHEY.com.